Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show. We've painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure.
Big Al, Mac, and I both rocking the baseball tee today.
Yeah.
The black and white baseball tee.
Absolutely.
Says different things. Mine says it's awesome time.
Uh-huh. Mine says
big tasty.
I just realized I wore this shirt, and I have one of those, like, meetings with suits today.
Oh, yeah. Can you go home and change?
No, I don't have time.
That's all right, dude.
Because it's down by downtown, and I don't want to go to the burbs and change and then drive back.
So funny when we have meetings like that, because everyone wears suits. And I realized last week when I had a meeting, I don't have a lot of business casual wear anymore in my closet like most people do, because we don't wear stuff like that.
Kelly tends to be always ready for the business meeting.
Always.
She's a lady that lunches, JC.
I used to do a lot more than I do now.
You're a professional luncher.
Again,
you're
love going to lunch.
I can't wear button downs. I sweat so much. I have to get the Botox in the armpits again. I went to a meeting last week and wore my one silk blouse.
Yeah.
I have to. I'm going to post this photo. I have to. I FaceTimed my best girlfriend after and lifted my arm up in the car.
Because silk will pick up water like a champion.
Can't wear silk. Yeah, I've done the Botox in the armpits a couple of times, but it's been almost 2 years since I've gotten it done.
Yeah.
And, ooh, you guys.
Okay.
All right.
Speaking of sweating.
Yeah. By the way, if you're playing Pokemon Go, part-time Justin's going to hook you up here in about 20 minutes. We'll tell you what he's doing and what it's all about 20 minutes from now. And if I'm serious, if you're playing Pokemon Go, you're going to want to win this.
All right.
Big deal. And Kelly Raspberry had a nice weekend. All of you guys went to New Orleans over the weekend for the golf tournament.
We did. Very miss.
Yes, thank you. Mm-hmm. We'll have Caroline in here to talk about the weekend here in a few. And then you came home. Or was this before you went
up? Saturday was the golf tournament.
Yeah.
In Gretna, outside of New Orleans. And then Sunday was the big day.
Because I saw it when I was on the plane, and I, you know, went on Facebook, as we always do, because I was, you know, hoping to get some text messages from people, which I had none. And
it's true. I don't get contacted, so I just go on social media.
It's like I turn on my phone, and I get so embarrassed that nobody texted me. But then I noticed that there were some pictures.
Yeah.
It's a big celebration. Some ice cream
treats. What was it all about, Kelly?
See, Alan posts things, and I don't know he posts them until after the fact. Like your bikini photo.
Yeah.
I didn't know he'd posted that until after he posted. I'm like, well, there it is.
Yeah.
And he's okay with it. So last night, well, I was sitting there, and Caroline texted me, Caroline Craddock, and it was a picture of me having ice cream with all of our kids. And she's like, oh, this picture made me so happy. I cried. I was like, oh, Alan sent that to you? She goes, no, it's on Facebook. I'm like, man, he does that. I don't know. It's fine. He's so excited and happy.
And he's got how many? And you've got
he's
one.
He's got three, and I've got one.
Okay.
And
this is the first?
This is the first time we met. Alan and I dated 6 months. And
that's,
you know, a lot
big
of people,
thing.
He and his ex-wife made the agreement that you have to see someone for 6 months. They don't want people in and out of their children's lives.
That's very mature.
6 months. And we... Literally, it's, you know, and I'm the one. I'm like, after 5 months, I mean, come on. Yeah, are we close enough?
But he upheld.
Can't we just kind of say, didn't we meet, like, maybe at a Halloween party? You know, I was trying to fudge, and he's like, no. And it's like, oh, you're right. We'll feel better about ourselves if we never have to lie. And, you know, it's easier to stick with the truth than try to keep up with a lie.
And be honest, even though you were trying to break it, you respect him for upholding his end of the deal.
Of course.
Big
so
time.
Yesterday was the big day. Yeah, I'm a big rule follower. And even if it is uncomfortable, I like to follow rules.
So 6 months of dating, and you finally meet the kiddos.
We met 6 months and 1 week.
Yeah.
And because, you know, he had to wait till the
how did
kids.
It go?
It went really well.
The kids got along and everything?
Everybody got along well. And, you know, the thing is Emma Kelly's already, I don't have that 6 month rule. We waited about a month because I just knew Alan was a great guy. And so Emma Kelly's already used to Alan. And so his kids have never met, you know, and she was so excited. She was literally bouncing off the walls. Emma Kelly was, you know, so excited to get there.
How old are his kids?
11, 8, and almost 4.
So two around Emma Kelly's age, and then a little
one. Did they know that you're on the radio?
Yeah, he's been leading up because he didn't want to just blindside him. So he lets them listen to the radio a little bit.
Uh-huh.
And the older daughter, he lets her watch Dish Nation. Mm-hmm. She wants to see. So they kind of had an idea anyway.
Yeah.
And my name fascinates, you know, them. Raspberry is kind of
funny. Really?
So it was really nice. So, I mean, it's on Facebook. I'm not saying anything that...
No.
I try to be respectful because this isn't my family. This is...
You know what?
Not yet.
Maybe there are people out there who are going through a divorce and they're wondering how they should go about the whole, you know, starting to date again and introducing... This is a great idea.
Yeah. Through
the 6 months.
6 months might not be for everybody.
Yeah.
I would think 3 to 4 months is probably enough, but sure, that's not for me to say.
So anyway,
the daughter made a little art drawing I'm going to frame and keep forever.
Aww.
And the little boys made raspberry jello for us.
Really?
Yes.
We have exclusive audio of Kelly Raspberry interacting with Alan's kids.
We do?
Oh, sure we do, Kelly. Here you go.
Ice cream, comma, and comma, sweets. Yeah, they got in line pretty quick after that.
You gotta establish your dominance, Kelly.
So Kelly,
that was actually Jerry Raspberry's treat. My parents are equally as excited about this. I'm telling you, my daddy's in love with Alan.
He's really
in love with
that's
him.
Good.
Awesome. That's awesome. That's
daddy's
awesome.
Like always. Well, what's the update on Alan?
Yeah.
Well, how's it going?
Well,
what's
Kelly?
Going on? Like, Daddy. He's like, don't be mad at me. I want to know what's going on. So anyway, gave us an envelope with $15 for ice cream money.
Jerry Raspberry.
So that was Jerry Raspberry's treat.
I love your daddy. So do the kids call you like Mama Kelly or?
No, stop it.
What? I'm just asking.
Yeah.
No, the little one calls me Kelly Raspberry because he can't really say it.
Kelly Raspberry.
Kelly Raspberry.
I'm Kelly Raspberry.
Kelly Raspberry.
Waskily Wabbit.
Dude, I can't stand it.
That's awesome.
Kelly
That's
Raspberry.
Awesome.
I was at a wedding. My sister-in-law got married over. That's why I couldn't meet you guys in New Orleans. And my son and daughter got to be involved in the wedding. And
I loved your snap of the rehearsal and Chloe flirting.
Oh, man.
And
yeah.
JC's filming Chloe. Chloe is just one of the cutest kids I've ever seen. And she goes, she's sitting there flirting. And you ask her if she's flirting. And she turns around and looks at you. And she's like, yep.
Yeah, I was going to ask you girls. I'm like, when do you start flirting with the boys? Because my son wants nothing to do with girls right now. He thinks girls have
How
cooties.
Old is he?
He's 4.
Yeah.
And he wants to just play with the dudes and just be out there. And he's at the wedding and he's like, I'm never marrying a girl, Papa. I just want to marry my best friend guy.
Yeah.
And I'm like,
very progressive thing. Sure. For a little boy.
Yeah.
And I'm like,
he will.
In about 6 or 7 years, you may
and
change
now
that.
Now he lives in a land where he can.
Sure. I'll support you no matter what.
In certain states.
I don't even want to fight it. Meanwhile, my daughter, who is younger and is 2 years old, is over there like just making eyes at all the boys. And she'll walk up behind them and like touch their shoulder and run away.
I love that each of your kids are exact replicas of
my wife.
You guys.
And
she is such a Kenzie. Yes.
And so I'm watching the kids as they're doing the rehearsal, and I'm watching them. They're all sitting about 2 rows in front of me. And I look over, and my daughter is sitting there grabbing this, like touching the little boy's leg, and he's acting all weird. So I grab my phone out because I want this to stop. And I have the video up on my Facebook if you want to watch it.
Love it.
And I just start going like, Chloe, are you flirting? And I'm thinking she's going to go into denial mode.
Mm-hmm.
And she looks me dead in the eyes and nods yeah.
Yeah.
So, like, with the so what face. And then looks back at the boy and smiles.
Mm-hmm. Whoa.
But little homie had it right because he scooted right on off to the side because he wanted to.
You embarrassed him.
He wanted nothing to do with the papa.
You embarrassed her man.
Yeah.
Nice.
She was so cute. She walked down the aisle with her little flower basket. Threw about 0 flowers.
That's all right. That's she all did right. it.
Yeah. She got the real.
She was waving.
She did it.
So many kids just start crying and run the other way.
Yes, exactly.
Emma Kelly threw the flowers at my wedding. She did a good job.
We were worried because Emma Kelly was not happy the day of your wedding. She was 3 years old.
Uh-huh.
And she was acting in the weirdest mood all morning. Mm. And we're on the way to the wedding, and I'm in the car. I'm like, what is wrong? She finally told me the truth. She was mad that JC was getting married. She didn't want him to get married.
Yeah. You know?
But she still walked down the aisle. I was afraid.
She still
I was
did
afraid
it.
When they asked if anybody objects, and McKelly'd be like, me! I object!
No. I was scared, too.
Yeah, he left that line out.
Yeah. Yeah, there's a Pokemon Go song now, everybody. How would you like to win some Pokecoins, everyone?
From Poke what?
Pokecoins. That's what you need for Pokemon Go.
Oh, okay.
These come in handy, Big Al Mac.
I don't speak Poke, but please, verse me.
And if you don't want to spend the money on it, we'll tell you what the Pokecoins do and how you can score these Pokemon coins thanks to part-time Justin.
Okay.
We'll do that next.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Pokemon Go.
I saw her Pokedex and she
Pokedex?
From the text, Evil Eli wrote and said, JC, it's Mon, not Pokemon.
We know.
I know, I just don't know. Well, do we know?
Pokemon,
I don't know.
Pokemon,
whatever. It's one of those. Pokemon.
All right.
We're playing, whatever it is, we're playing Pokemon Go. And we have something for you, Kid Nation. Can we get part-time Justin in the studio, please? Because it involves him. Sort of. Here he comes. What are you?
What is he wearing?
Oh, he's doing a bit.
What are you doing?
He's gonna be doing. He's gonna do a bit on Fats here in a second.
JC, can you please be a gentleman and button this back, please?
Where did this
zip it up?
This is the dress.
The famous.
This
dress.
This is that dress.
It's
this
not
is,
gonna zip, Justin.
Zip it up, JC.
Is this
like
the,
you zip it up? You're calling me fat if you
it's
don't.
Stretchy.
Is this the dress that was the internet sensation?
Yeah. Yes.
Oh, was it white and gold or blue and black?
Yeah, it's the white and gold dress.
Honey, suck it in.
JC, I'm gonna need to stop breathing so hard and just zip this baby up.
Suck it in, Justin. There you go. Now you weren't until just now.
One, two, three. Ooh, baby right, girl.
Oh my gosh.
There we go.
Your side boob.
It's not.
That's as good as it gets right there.
Justin's side boob. Accessorized with his armpit hair.
Check out your waistline.
I know, though. Ain't it?
That is gorgeous.
That dress gives you a waistline, girl.
Thank you for being a doll.
You're welcome, Justin.
Well, the reason why I'm wearing this dress is because I'm here to talk about fads, okay? Because Pokemon Go, I cannot anymore. I'm D-O-N-E done, JC.
Before we get into your fads, I want to announce the contest we're doing, Justin. Because everyone's playing Pokemon Go.
All right.
So we're going to play on the morning show and give away some cash.
Okay.
And this involves you, Justin.
Oh, what?
Yeah. We're calling it Pokemon-y.
Pokemon-y?
Is that how you say it, Evil Eli? Pickle, it's Pokemon-y.
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 I was trying to say like Mon.
You can just
so
say money.
You can win 15,000 Pokecoins instantly.
Oh, boy.
15,000. That's $100 cash for you non-players or the John Mayer special. At some point during the show, part-time Pikachu, I have an outfit for that, will tell you to call 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
Now, for you to become part-time Pikachu, you have to become part-time Pikachu.
What?
So we have an outfit for you.
That's a girl's costume.
Yeah, it's the only one we
can. I'm already wearing a dress. Why am I always in drag?
Well,
that's a very good question.
There's a good explanation for this, Justin. It's because this one's the only one we could get in the mail in time for the contest today. Okay. So that's why. But it's really cute.
So it's a female Pikachu costume.
So all you got to do is dial and win. We're going to play every day this week on the Kid Craddock Morning Show. Pokemon-y or Pokemoney.
So I got to dress up as girl Pikachu?
No, you're just Pikachu. Is Pikachu a boy or a girl? I don't know.
It's ambiguous.
Yeah.
That dress doesn't look ambiguous.
It's a skirt.
I'm already in a
dress. You're wearing a dress. Yeah.
I know. They put me in this dress already. Oh, my God.
So part-time Pikachu will tell you when to call later on in the show. Thank
pretty
you.
Close, Justin.
I'm just in so much dresses. And
are you on the Pokemon?
No, I'm not anymore. If I see another Pikachu, I'm just done. I'm going to drink all the water in the whole world. Oh, my goodness. Like, Pikachu, just done with Pokemon Go. I'm done seeing it on all my news feeds. There's so many people, like, they're just, like, capitalizing on this. Pokemon Go. Like,
smart.
You see it on the street. People are saying, don't Pokemon and drive. And then you'll go on to the other, you'll see another story where people are saying, if you're going to Pokemon and Go, take your dog out on a walk. Just to be relatable. And then there was another one where it's like, how Pokemon Go is a new grinder. Well, I kind of like that one.
People are meeting.
But, yeah, I know. It's just like Pokemon Go is just crazy, and it's like all those fads. It's like it's the same thing as this dress. It's the ice bucket challenge, the running man. I don't know what it is. At first, I tried to give Pokemon a go. I did it, but every time I just saw a rat, and I would throw 15 like Pokemon balls, and I would never get it. I would never get like one Pokemon at all.
Oh,
and it's not.
Balls, we have the belt, the belt as well, so you can catch your Pokemon, Justin, when you dress up as part time Pikachu. Here you go.
So you're over the Pokemon fad.
I'm just done with it. I'm just done. My friend was like, I had to take him to the airport, and I'm like, okay, cool. Can you Google the directions? They're like, I can't. I'm too busy playing Pokemon Go right now. It's like, okay, you can Pokemon Go and GPS at the same time. They're like, no, I don't have enough battery. And I'm like, okay, why? You're too busy catching Pikachu. You're about to catch these hands because I'm about to run out of gas to take you to the airport. It's just taking up everyone's time. Anyway, so what I decided to do was talk about some other fans that died out and how Pokemon Go is going to die out too. Okay.
I'd say a couple more weeks.
And, back in the past, people were like, this is the thing, man. This is like the coolest thing ever. Right. And they died out. And this is going to be Pokemon Go, too.
Bring it.
First one was flagpole sitting, okay?
Flagpole sitting.
Everyone, if you thought Pokemon Go was cool, flagpole sitting was so cool, too. It was
what decade?
This was the 1920s, baby girl.
Oh, jeez. Justin, you went deep on
this. I remember hearing about it, but I remember it being a long time.
Yes, I know. Okay. A lot of people would do this as a public, as a publicity stunt. Just go in the middle of town and sit on a pole for days.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Oh, I know. A couple of chicks.
It was like a protest. This is what they did. Yeah. But do you see anyone flagpole sitting anymore?
No.
Because it was dumb.
No.
Another one was Peter Pan peanut butter, okay? You thought, you know, peanut butter and jelly sandwiches are a thing right now. They're crazy good.
Right now, yeah.
Peanut butter's a fad?
Well, it was a fad. Peanut butter and jelly, the recipe was published in 1901 in Boston, okay?
Wow. The recipe?
The recipe for peanut butter and jelly. But when Peter Pan peanut butter came out in the 1920s, that's whenever peanut butter and jelly became the big thing to do.
Yeah.
That's like, what's for lunch? A peanut butter and jelly sandwich, brah.
If you need to look up how to make a peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
Hold on.
Well, I thought somebody had to put those two things together.
But it wasn't just the sandwich. It was Peter Pan peanut butter that was the big craze.
So Peter Pan was before Jif?
Yeah, I think so.
Wow.
But it was like the Nutella.
So popular. I eat one a week.
Yeah, but you know what? It might have been during the Depression years. That might have been all they could afford.
You're right. And it was like the Nutella of our time. Nutella's not cheap. And it wasn't. All right, another one.
Yes.
Okay, this fad was for college students, and it took off in the 1930s, okay?
Oh my God. This was the time when people were still alive.
This is when people thought they were cool. Live goldfish swallowing.
Yeah, that's gross.
They would swallow a live goldfish. Cruel. This is what, whenever you're going into college, you want to join a fraternity, they're like, here's a goldfish.
No.
Let's prove it.
I didn't have to do that.
Let's show how. This is what they did back then. They're like, live goldfish. Pokemon Go, it's going to, you know what? You know, 100 years from now, they're going to be like, oh, stupid.
Steve-O from remember Jackass, the movies? He was doing it quite a bit.
Oh, no. All right, what's next? You up to the 1940s yet?
Oh, okay. Girl, no, not yet. That's too soon. Okay, hairpin pilfering. Oh, my gosh. This was my favorite, Kelly.
Hairpin pilfering.
Okay. Pilfering. So, in order for guys, this was very popular in the 1900s and 1890s and early 1900s.
Okay.
I dug deep of what people used to do.
Bouncing around.
This was a fad in America. What guys would do to show how many girls they've been with, they would collect their bobby pins.
That's what they would do.
And they would put in a book and be like,
So that was not just on the bedpost?
Yeah, it wasn't just the bedpost, but it became a game to get the hairpin without the girl knowing. So they would follow girls if they saw a loose hairpin until it fell off. Now that got into a little stalking session.
Yeah, that's creepy.
And that was over though.
Any bads when we were alive?
They're coming up.
Yeah.
No. This is all what died. Hunkering. Oh, okay, so you thought planking was cool. Hunkering was like the squat for the pictures. What you would do is squat and like a gangster pose like this.
Prison pose.
Hope the dress don't rip. But what you would squat and you would take a picture.
In a prison pose. Okay.
When was this from?
What'd you call it?
Hunkering. You hunker down. And what that was, it turned into a campaign in the 1950s to try to get President Eisenhower to hunker down with Khrushchev to try to sort things out during the Cold War.
Hold on, because we recycled that one with gargoyling.
And T-bowing and planking.
No, the gargoyling is basically doing the squat, too.
Gargoyling.
I'm just saying that these things have been around. We think it's so original, but this has
been around for a while.
For decades.
I know.
This idea.
This is what people used to do.
Yeah.
They thought it was really cool. And it's funny because they didn't have social media to get these pictures out. They had to rely on the newspaper.
Oh.
That's interesting. That was their source of media.
What's that?
Newspaper.
Speaking of fads, newspaper.
Oh, my God, Jenna, you'll love this one. Okay.
Okay.
This was leg makeup.
Leg makeup.
Okay. Yes. So, did you know that little nylon stockings?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. They were introduced in 1939 and sold about 4 million pairs a day. But when World War II started, nylon was asked to specifically make their pantyhose into parachutes for the soldiers.
Yeah, they had to get their pantyhose.
And women were like, what about our legs? And so then makeup manufacturers were like, you know what? We'll just paint on the legs.
You can still buy that.
I own multiple kinds, actually.
It's nylon?
It used to be the Sally Hansen airbrush pantyhose. Girls, if you need it, it is so great.
Well,
it's so great.
I tried that, though, but it made my legs look like mannequin legs.
I love it. Now there's a new thing that you can get at the makeup store. It's even better, and it's called Body Blur. You put it on your décolletage, and you put it on your legs.
Your décolletage?
I don't know what you call it. Décolleté?
Décolleté? Yeah, that's right.
I don't know how you talk.
Women back
then. It's your chest. Yes, it's called Body Blur. It's great. Use a makeup brush.
I have to look at that because
put it on your thighs when you're wearing a dress out. Put it on your chest when you're wearing something revealing.
Body Blur.
And it is awesome.
Does that spray on pantyhose? I put it on. I got right in the bathtub and started taking that stuff off. My legs looked like they didn't belong to me. They looked like mannequin legs. I was like, freaked out.
Body
and that blur. Was the rage back then.
I guess.
Legs that looked like you didn't grow yourself.
Body blur, girls. Get it.
Okay. I knew you'd like that one, Jenna.
Yeah.
All right. Oh, this one. Okay. This was fasting girls fad. Okay. This
We're doing was fads that have died over the years.
These died
Justin.
Fads that died over the years. Fasting girls. Girls would go on public display and show everyone that they didn't need food or water to survive. It was like, look at me. I'm so beautiful. I'm not eating.
Turns out you do need those things.
Well, no, they would do this. And then they would have an accomplice or like one of their homegirls to bring in like Whataburger or like whatever. They're like, here, girl, eat a sandwich while no one's looking. And then she'd she'd cover the crumbs off her mouth and then like pretend to go back to like normal. But women were so afraid of being called out for this to like being eating and lying about it that some girls wouldn't until they died.
Yeah, that's a bad fad.
This was on. We should guess what date. I think it was like 1930s, 1920s.
I love how Justin's just guessing.
Yeah, 1930s. I'm a historian expert. But that's my list, guys, of the fads that we thought that people thought were cool back then, and they died, and we're eventually going
to
look about Pokemon Go.
We can't even
get to the like. We didn't make it to the list in the 90s.
Rubik's Cube. You missed the Pet Rock.
No. I didn't want to look at those. Those were too soon. These were some fads that you probably didn't even know.
No, I didn't.
You did it. You've never thought about painting your legs, Big Al.
No, I have
not. No, or swallowing a live goldfish.
No, I have not.
But you were there for those silly bands.
No, I wasn't.
What about the hopper, the ball where you jump over it?
The stanky leg.
It's attached to your leg. Oh, what was that called? I just saw it the other day. The skip it thing.
No, do you remember the silly bands, the rubber bands that were shaped like animals?
Yeah.
Yeah, that died out.
Or pogs. You didn't talk about pogs.
You had a lot there, yeah. Or pogs.
Or fat forms. Or those Heelys that you would roll around.
Heelys.
Yeah.
I still want to get a pair.
Those, yeah. They're all going to die out. So it's Pokemon Go. But and now I got to dress up as Pikachu.
Yeah, Justin's going to go get dressed and make sure you listen to the show and hear part-time Pikachu tell you when to call. That's going to come up anytime soon.
Okay.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Make sure you listen for part-time Pikachu to tell you when to call if you're playing Pokemon Go. Hook you up with 15,000 Pokecoins. The dang blue team took over the gym outside our studio.
Oh, JC is so upset.
Very upset.
I can't do anything about it.
I said, go out there and take care of business. I can't. My Pokemon aren't strong enough. He literally. My Pokemon aren't strong enough.
I'm only level 5. I
think you'll be okay, though.
No, it's not okay, Al.
I think you'll be
fine. We must protect this house. It's right outside the studio, and I can't do anything about it.
I don't see it outside.
Blue team's coming. It's out there. It's got to look hard enough. Since we're talking about that, let's do a little bit of a.
It's time for Tidbit News.
Now, before the Pokemon fad dies, there's going to be stories like these coming out.
Oh, boy.
This is Tidbit News, where we just give you a tidbit of the news.
Okay.
We don't have the full story. We just have what we heard.
Stuff we hear when we're, like, getting ready for work, and it's just the TV's on in the background.
It's like that little plate they gave you before dinner, that little appetizer.
Exactly. Yeah.
Never enough
it's
on
like
there.
It's like tapas. We should call it tapas news.
Tapas. But I already got this cool opener.
That might be confusing.
Oh, let me see.
It's time for tidbit.
No, I like tidbit.
People get confused. They think it's topless. Yeah. And be all,
leave a tidbit.
Oh, topless news.
Anyway, we digress.
So two teenage boys were playing Pokemon Go in England. They got stuck in a cave 100 feet underground last week.
A 100 feet underground.
They called for help when they finally got a phone signal and caught a Pikachu, and the fire department saved them. 100 feet
underground.
I don't know how these people are getting into these situations.
Think of a 10-story building and then down. No. That's
that. Yeah.
All right.
Don't. And why are you going in caves?
You guys, bad things are. I mean, bad things have already happened with this Pokemon Go. Really bad things.
Really bad things.
Yeah.
Oh, this one right here, Jenna, a 37-year-old guy in Palm Coast, Florida, shot at two teenagers around 1:30 a.m. on Saturday. Do you blame him? I mean, they're on your property. He thought
they don't know what's going on.
He thought they were trying to break into his house, but they were just playing Pokemon Go in his yard.
God doesn't know what Pokemon Go is.
Oh,
no charges have been filed so far. Thank God he missed. But that's when I see them. I saw this morning on my way to work, there was kids going by that park by our house, Kelly.
Yeah.
There was I'd say 20, 25 kids.
Yeah.
It's 4 in the morning.
What?
They're out there at the park playing. I hope that's what they're doing. They're all on their phones.
Yeah, that or drugs.
All you see is the lit up screen and their faces shining.
Seriously, like our neighborhood is like, we have suspicious activity. We see these things going on in our neighborhood and somebody's going to get shot and killed.
Yeah. They've already been shooting. And this one right here, this one's our winner. There's a 24-year-old guy in New Zealand. He just quit his job as a barista to play Pokemon Go full time.
Well, I mean.
He quit his job.
As a barista. It's not like he can't get another
one. It's still a job.
It's a paying gig.
So what's his goal?
He's planning to spend at least 2 months traveling around as a full-time Pokemon hunter.
2 months, okay.
Then he might go back to look for work.
He must have really saved a lot of cash from that barista
gig. Well,
they
do have that little tip jar right there in Starbucks, so maybe he did well there.
That's your...
And that was another edition of Tidbit News.
Pokemon edition.
Tidbit News. Love it.
So many crazy things going on. Apparently, there's also an app that you can find the hardest Pokemon to find in your state.
How many are there? Like, different ones?
They have to come up with new ones, I guess.
Based on my Pokemon index. Let me see here.
You have the Pokemon index?
Yeah, you got
like the NASDAQ?
Poke index. There's 147, I believe.
Whoa.
147 Pokemon.
So when you catch one, that's it? It's off the table.
No, you could keep catching the same ones.
Then you can give it to
the professor and get some candies.
What do you do with the candy?
So you can help evolve your Pokemon.
To what?
Into whatever they evolve into.
What's the ultimate evolution?
I don't know yet. I haven't gotten that far. I'm still level 5.
Am I allowed to be doing like other things that interest me when we talk about Pokemon Go?
We can talk about
online shopping.
No, like I kind of want to buy tickets to Drake. Like, can I do that as we're talking about Pokemon
Sure.
Go?
I say yes.
Sure, do whatever you need to find. Also, Fred Savage is in the news right now. We've been hearing that Anderson Cooper is who Kelly Ripa wants as her live co-host.
Mm-hmm.
But it might actually be Fred Savage. And I'm hearing that that's maybe locked in.
Well, it's just bad timing for Anderson because of the election year.
Yeah.
He truly can't devote himself to doing that.
You know what's interesting, too, because I was listening to an old interview with Neil Patrick Harris because they had asked him to do a late night show to replace David Letterman. And he had been, you know, considered for this job with Kelly Ripa. And he said, I mean, it makes a lot of sense. Celebrities that are that big, like Anderson Cooper and Neil Patrick Harris, they make so much money and they talk a lot about how difficult doing a daily show is. Getting up early. And even though Kelly says it's an easy gig, it is. But do you really want to be doing that? In New York City traffic, you know, new, fresh, fun content every day when you can do this other job, like, you know, movies, or you're already getting paid to do news or something else.
Well, let's be honest. Fred Savage has not been doing very many movies.
Right. So he seems like a better fit.
A better fit. And Kelly, you did live.
I did it one time, so it's only based on my one experience. But Regis Philbin at the time literally lived across the street in the apartment. I mean, there's complexes everywhere. He literally would walk across the street 10 minutes before showtime, get some powder and go on. Sweetest gig ever.
They hand you a package.
Yeah, he gets the night before.
A packet.
I did not receive my packet. It was somehow lost. But the night before, it's delivered to his doorstep. If there's going to be a guest on that day, it's like a clip of their TV show or a clip of something like that he can watch. And there are these blue cards, which are the notes. So he just goes over them. It's easy breezy. Now you have to earn your stripes to get to that point.
Yeah,
and
right.
That point, you know.
That's the thing.
But 1 hour of your, and that's
and
it. And you have the rest of the day.
Millions
of dollars. You get paid millions. Who wouldn't take that gig? Sign me up. For a season, you know, like a year or two.
Anyone would.
And maybe Fred Savage. Fred Savage, maybe his deal is Anderson Cooper really wants this gig and we want him. Can you give us 1 year? Wouldn't that be the sweet deal?
That's fine.
Yeah.
Still make
and
a
then,
couple mil.
You know, for a year, let Anderson, if that's the deal, this could be the side deal. We just need you for a year.
Does a good job. You still fill in from time to time when Anderson Cooper can't make it.
I would want to host. Seriously, the one thing I would want to do is host Wheel of Fortune. That would be my dream job.
No, my dream job would be Vanna. You don't have to do anything
right?
except stand there.
Yeah, but they won't let me be Vanna.
Used to be back in the day, she'd actually have to physically turn the letters.
Now
nothing.
Now she just kind of walks by.
She didn't even have to touch the screen.
She didn't do anything.
Well, what about the announcer? Wheel of Fortune. Boom, done. Clock out.
Yeah, but she doesn't make as much money as Vanna and what's his face?
Oh, no.
Pat Sajak. Who also had a talk show at one point.
Oh, he did?
A failed late night talk show.
That's right. Like, way
I don't
back,
remember
I think
what it was
when
called.
Letterman started us. I don't know. I've seen some old clips.
It was a late night talk show. Yeah.
I watched a second of Celebrity Family Feud yesterday, and Snoop Dogg's family was on. Snoop.
Did you like it?
It's just so dirty.
I know, it's all of them. It takes all the joy out of it.
It's not even just the contestants being dirty, but it's weird because it's families still.
Yeah, it's not
kids
clever.
On there, and all the questions that they have up there are just with leading you to dirty.
The Celebrity Family Feud, I think, is dirtier than the real.
It's all dirty, and they, you know, and the ratings are higher than ever.
They're trying to push the envelope and be dirtier than the last.
It is cool to see celebrities play game shows, but
And Steve Harvey's such a great host.
He really is.
So good. I was watching the Pyramid Game.
Who hosts that? Is that the Michael Strahan?
Yeah, Michael Strahan.
Gosh, he does everything.
I like Michael Strahan.
He's a nice person. Yeah, I just don't get it.
I don't get him as a game show host.
Mm. I haven't seen that one.
Yeah. And the Match Game, that is just, I can't watch.
So is Michael Strahan going to be doing the Today Show? Is he still going to go back to NFL and do...
Yeah, Good Morning America.
Good Morning America, yes.
Pyramid.
And he's going to do, this fall, he's going to go
football?
Back to doing commentary.
I don't know if he's going to do the football or not.
I mean.
Yeah, he'll probably still be an analyst.
I think
for Fox.
So. I haven't heard that he wasn't.
Man, that guy, he.
Dude, Ryan Seacrest is done.
It's crazy how much he's able to do without being able to say S's.
I mean, come on.
I'm just going to say it.
Yeah, that's true.
I'm just going to say it.
Yeah.
Because he can't.
I'm Michael Strahan.
He's very likable, but it's crazy.
I'm going to say yes. I guess that's what makes him likable.
It's a little bit of the cute factor, I guess.
Yeah, it's just like, hey, look at him. Big old 6 foot six, 270 pound man.
I could get those gigs. I'll acquire one.
Yeah. Oh, somebody's out there trying to take our gym back. Because he's wearing the red team shirt, Team Valor.
Oh my gosh, now people are wearing jerseys to work, to play Pokemon Go?
Get him in the studio.
Get our gym back, bro!
That's what he's doing outside at work right now?
That's what he's doing.
I want to know why.
Because he's getting our gym back, and look, it's happening
right now. What do you mean getting your gym back?
Because the blue team took it.
I don't even know what that means.
There's apparently a gym located right outside our studio, Jenna.
Yeah.
There's a gym.
A gym. Oh, G-E-M.
Like a workout gymnasium.
G-Y-M. It's a gym where you work out your Pokemon.
Okay. Gymnasium. And the Pokemon
exercise?
They keep taking it over. The red team and the blue team keep going back and forth, taking it over. And JC got out the other day and was actually having a fight with somebody.
I heard them fighting over each other.
About, come on, guys, you have the gym down the street, too. Let us have this gym.
They're fighting with the yellow team.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, it's crazy. We'll talk to him next, hopefully.
Nick's going to go over there Nick's and take care of business.
Hey, Nick, let him take over the dang gym. See, he's concentrating right now.
Oh, my gosh, he just said yes
let
to whatever
Nick
said.
Let him take over the gym. Get it, bro. All right, we'll talk to him and Big Al Mac at the Country Club.
Oh, and Enola.
Enola. How did that go down? Yeah. We'll have Caroline Craddock in studio talk about it next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show. It's JC.
Look at that bassy voice I got. JC, I would date myself.
Jenna.
Don't buy me too large of a thong.
Big Al Mac.
You're a boy alligator. You're prowling around. You might be hooking up with a boy and you don't even know it.
And Kelly Raspberry.
Blood is flowing from my butt to my brain this morning.
The Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Before the break, I know we left you in suspense.
Oh,
Yes.
Team Blue had taken over the gym outside our studio in Pokemon Go.
Oh,
but then
tragedy.
Two heroes came to the rescue.
Heroes.
Heroes.
And, well, in our world.
And how did we come to find
these
Pokemon heroes?
In the Pokemon world.
In the Pokemon world.
These two heroes went
over there and said, nah, Team Blue, this is Team Red territory. This is Team Valor territory. And they have taken over once again. So once again, the gym outside is a red gym. I have these heroes in studio with us right now. I have Jerwin over there.
Jerwin, what's up?
Who's right now owning the gym. Jets 0-12. And then I have Jerwin.
Jerwin and Michael. This is Michael in the blue stripe.
Michael. Hey, Michael.
Jerwin is wearing the red. Is that an official?
Is that Team Valor? Or are you just showing off the red?
JC was hoping that was an official. It's just a regular shirt.
Yeah.
It happens to have a red badge.
So, Michael, did you and Jerwin get together and say, hey, we got to go take over the gym again?
Yeah.
You guys work down the canal?
Yeah.
Okay. So let's backtrack a second. You're outside. It's the morning. It's Monday. And you're not at work. You're outside playing Pokemon Go.
Actually taking a quick break, breakfast down there, and then
quick break. Yes. You just got here.
Quick break.
They stay up here and want to take a break as soon as they get to work.
So to morning breakfast, and then
how many people
decided that we're gonna hit the gym?
Yeah, hit the gym.
Like we all do.
People don't hit the gym. People procrastinate about hitting.
Yeah. No, not these guys. These guys go to the gym every day,
not
right?
A virtual gym.
Do you go to the actual gym?
Me, no.
No.
Jerwin, yes.
Jerwin does. Michael, how many times a day do you have to come down here and take over our gym again?
Oh, every
morning?
Working days.
Okay. And do you get together? So you can go in there with other people and take it over?
Yeah, actually, most of us in the office is Team Red.
Okay. Can I go in there with my weak sauce Pokemon and help you guys?
Sure.
Is anybody in the office Team Work?
Yeah. Does your boss play?
The business owner
here during lunch break as well.
Does your boss play, or does your boss know what's going on?
She knows. I think she knows, but she doesn't play.
She doesn't play. Yeah. She should.
But she's very tolerant of those who do.
Yeah.
How many hours?
Can't we all
a day,
just get along?
Realistically and honestly, would you say you are on the Pokemon Go app?
If I'm at the house, I think my phone is not resting.
Yeah.
So the whole time. Now,
no days off.
Let me ask you a question about ethics here with Pokemon.
There's ethics?
I don't know. So if I see like a Team Blue guy out there in the canal and I see him that he's starting to take over our gym, now I can't go in there by myself and protect this house. Can I go slap his phone into the canal? Is that okay?
No.
No. Okay.
No physical
contact. Is
there
some way that maybe JC can send out a Pokemon bat signal, like an alert, like come help me get my gym back? Is there something?
Yeah.
Yeah. There's no communications.
No.
At the app.
What if I got your guys' phone numbers, and every time I saw a Team Blue guy come over here, you guys come over here and whoop his butt? Because I can't do this. I can't. My Pokemon are...
What we do now is we have a FB group. I mean, FB chat. So
Facebook?
Facebook. So we have a Team Valor OPS.
So you got to be on the game, and you got to be on the chat while you're at work.
You got to protect your gyms, Al.
How do you have time to work?
I don't.
I do.
What do you do for a living?
Anti-malware engineers.
Oh, anti-malware.
Oh, that's very important.
Okay. Yeah. And what level are you on Pokemon?
Come again?
What level are you?
I'm currently level
23. Whoa. 23. Jerwin is 22.
What are you, JC?
I just became six. Level
wow.
6.
Wow.
Oh, hey, just schooling you, dog.
Do you guys look at me like an inferior?
No. Like, okay. Because it's very, very, very fast to level. We have a buddy that we just switched from blue to red, and he just played like 1 week, and then he catch up on us already.
Mm. Now, how about in the dating department? You guys have girlfriends right now?
What do your girlfriends
not yet.
Think about?
Not yet. We met a lot.
You have met a lot of girls because
through
of Pokemon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's good. They need a Pokemon. They need a Pokemon.
But you don't have
Tinder.
Tinder.
Yeah, Pokemon like dating app.
Oh, hottie. So why did you switch teams?
Me, I'm originally red.
Yeah, you can't switch.
He said they switched teams.
You switched teams?
One of my buddies. We have him switch teams because there are only two blues from our group. And then we said, you have to switch to red. So they switch accounts.
Oh,
so
wow.
You have to start a whole new account and start over.
Oh, yeah, I'm not
so
ready
you're
for
red.
That.
Yeah, we're red.
Why are you wearing a blue shirt?
Yeah, traitor.
You're not committed. You're not committed. Or
is that
incognito?
No. It's just a daily shirt.
Oh, okay.
A daily shirt.
Well, Jerwin over there is wearing red. That's how I knew he was taking over our gym again.
He thought you were wearing like a Team Pokemon Valor shirt, and he wanted one.
We haven't got that one yet.
Well, let's get jerseys.
Yeah, sure.
All right. We're homies now, dude. We're teams.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, boy. Well, you know what? Somebody just let me know that my church apparently is a hotbed for Pokemon activity.
Oh, they Pokemoning for the Lord?
Yes. Sure. Parkway Hills Baptist
Church.
They
Pokemon for God.
Come to Parkway Hills Baptist Church and get your Pokemon go on.
Michael, did you go to church yesterday?
Is it just me or does that seem sacrilegious? I don't know. But
hey, it's not. It's just way, way
I guess
to go.
If it gets people into the church
get
house.
Get them butts in the pews.
I guess. Yeah. But I don't. You're going to be sitting there listening to the sermon. Oh, I got a Pikachu.
Yeah, we are.
Like, would it
Pikachu for the Lord.
Yeah.
Would it show up on... Could it show That's up annoying. On the priest or minister's, like, head?
You got to catch
him. I have no
him.
Idea.
Is that possible?
It could, yeah. I've had it show up on Kelly's lap, and I got to catch him.
Yeah, that's what he said.
It was, Kelly. It was on your leg.
Any excuse, JC.
Take a picture
Any
of that
excuse.
Thing.
Oh, yes. Late.
Michael and Joe, when you guys keep doing the good work...
Yes. And get back to work.
Yeah.
I guess May the force no be with you.
Malware right. issues. Yeah. Yeah.
Keep fighting the good fight, you guys.
Oh, boy.
And I'll holler if I see another blue person over here. Because that's
what are you
not okay.
Do?
I'll holler at them to come over here and
Why don't
take over.
Just run
the
out
gym.
There and yell at them. Go away.
I will.
Yeah. Do you have like a secret handshake and stuff and a secret yell? Something like that.
I haven't.
No, it's that Pikachu.
If you guys are at work and you hear this,
okay, here comes somebody on a phone. There's somebody on a phone. I bet that's
our team. What's he doing?
Oh, that's their teammate.
Oh, that's our team?
Red.
What's their names?
There's two of them.
Cooper and
Cooper?
Seraphin.
Cooper and Seraphin?
Christopher.
Christopher.
Oh, one of them's clearly a violation of Pokemon.
But the other one is Team Instinct.
He is?
Him. What color is that?
Yellow.
Oh, okay.
Yellow.
Well, he's got a man bun, so.
So he's guarding the gym right now for us, basically.
Yeah.
Okay,
I think
good.
Christopher's guarding
wow.
the red gym.
Gosh, y'all are ridiculous.
Y'all are fun at parties, I can tell you.
Christopher! My man.
They're guarding the gym right now.
All right.
He is.
So you remember our call. It's going to be whoop, whoop, whoop. You hear that? You run down here.
Okay.
Screw work. I can't do this myself, guys. All right. It's been a pleasure talking to you guys and being on your team.
Thank you.
I love you guys.
I want to see you just take off in the middle of
the show,
a break, and see if you can leave work. Like, it's that easy.
I can't, right. Kelly.
Sure you can. They did it.
You're telling them to do it?
I can't do
it. It scares me that they are protecting our computers from viruses, but they're not.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? This is like... I guess, sort of like training.
I bet there'll be no Pokemon virus.
I'm so nervous about going into the gym for my first fight.
What's there to be scared of?
Do I lose my Pokemon if I lose?
Can I ask?
No.
Okay.
People, since you know about computers, do people know your location and then that you're not home and that's why people are getting robbed when you're playing Pokemon Go?
Some hackers can trace your location based on your GPS because Pokemon Go is a GPS location.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Okay, so good. Okay. I wanted to get I wanted to get a helpful question in.
If they got your credentials.
Oh,
all right.
Great. Yeah,
good.
I don't want that.
All right.
That was great information, guys. Caroline, I'm sorry we went really long with my friends.
Yeah, it's okay.
So here's what we're going
to
do.
Caroline,
Caroline, she wants to talk about the golf tournament and a Big Al at the clubhouse. So we'll do that after we do Showbiz Top 5. And Caroline's got a hilarious Snapchat that some dude sent her. Hilarious and also creepy.
Creepy.
Yeah.
Creepy.
So we'll read that for you, and we'll see how you girls feel about what this guy wrote, Caroline. I think it's very romantic.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
You got to watch Kid TV right now. Kid TV.
We will be posting a picture on Instagram and Twitter and Facebook because you need to see this, Kid Nation. Hold on. Part-time Pikachu. Let us turn
Pikachu.
On. There you are. Hi,
part-time
Pikachu. You look beautiful.
Part-time Pikachu.
What does a Pikachu sound like?
Beep, Pika. I think that's the name.
Pikachu.
Part-time Pikachu says, call now, okay? But hurry quick, because this obese Pikachu is going to be easy to catch. You see this Pikachu, you're like, oh, get that one. He's a slow obese one. Get him.
What, what caller number do you want, part-time Pikachu?
I want caller number 18.
Call number 18.
Yeah, I know. I feel like a lemon in this. Ready to be squeezed.
800-KID-LIVE is the phone number.
800-543-3548.
Go catch him. You take us out with a Pikachu call.
Oh, my
Pika!
God.
Is that what it is?
Pikachu!
Oh, my God.
Come like
okay.
that.
Let's take this picture. And get
it. Yeah, go ahead, part-time Pikachu.
All right. Oh, Pikachu!
Oh,
Something like that.
That's so cute.
We get a winner and
oh my goodness, this is what it looks like. This is like for a skinny girl. You know, whenever you get an ice cream cone and you see the package. And you know, this is like expectations versus reality. Right,
you look great, Justin.
Wow, you look you know what? Years ago, I dressed up as a fairy god brother. You put me to shame.
Yeah, yeah? Man, you're looking right.
Okay.
We'll get a
build on my confidence. Made me feel this. I could wear this a lot, then.
We'll get a winner. 15,000 Poke coins are yours. And we'll talk to Caroline Craddock next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Need a Pokemon song.
No.
You don't want Pokemon? You just want to go to the winner? All right. We had part-time Pikachu in studio. He asked for call number 18. And that is you, Destiny Davenport. Congratulations.
Hi.
How you doing?
I am so excited.
Well, you just won 15,000 Poke coins.
Wow. I don't even know what that means. Yeah. What I'm excited for you.
What level are you right now?
I'm level 11. My daughter's actually the one that called, and when y'all answered the phone, she threw it at me and freaked out.
Yeah, good. Well, you benefit from that. So you got yourself 15,000 Poke coins. Use it on whatever you can use them on.
Awesome.
You go ahead and incubate eggs. Buy more balls.
Okay.
All that stuff. I don't understand.
Yeah, I was having a hard enough time trying to speak Starbucks. Yeah.
Right.
Now I got to learn a whole other language.
Oh, you don't even know, man. It's crazy.
Oh, it's so much fun to do with the kids, though.
See? Destiny knows. All right, Destiny, yeah. What team are you?
I'm Valor.
Okay, you're my squad. Red team.
Awesome.
Whoop, whoop. All right. Destiny, enjoy your 15,000 Poke coins. You have a wonderful day, okay?
It was so great talking to you guys. Been listening forever.
Thank you, Destiny. Thank you, baby.
Look at that. She's playing with her daughter. That's cool, guys. We're going to play all week long. Part-time Pokey or Pikachu will get in here and ask you to call.
Okay.
I posted a video of part-time Pikachu on my Instagram and on Facebook if you want to see what part-time Pikachu looks like. He's really feisty.
He's hilarious.
A little bit of an attitude. Doesn't want to get in that ball, but he looks great. All right. And now we have Caroline in studio. Hi, Caroline.
Hey, I'm not going to talk about Pokemon.
No, yay!
Caroline is so annoyed with our boss, George, because he would not stop playing in New Orleans.
Yeah, he took us to Commander's Palace, which is this amazing restaurant in New Orleans, and literally played Pokemon Go the whole time.
Yeah.
Mm, nice.
And then we went out on Bourbon Street, and he just left us. Didn't know where he went. Came back all disheveled. Like, what happened to you? He's like, well, I got kicked out of this hotel because I was trying to find the Pokemon. They wouldn't let me in.
This is a grown man. This is a grown man.
Yeah.
Getting kicked out of hotels for playing Pokemon Go.
Oh, my goodness.
Too much. But Al and I are trying to get in on the other way.
You know what?
Try to make some money
on it. You want to make Pokemon interesting to me? Tell me how I can make some money.
I already told you.
Yeah. JC, you're going to love this. I overheard this conversation when we were in New Orleans.
The way that I'm going to pay attention to it is if there's drinking involved. So we decided we were going to franchise something.
Well, try to.
Try. Well, and for a girl that spent her whole paycheck on makeup last week, $12.99 per website's a lot. And somehow I ended up buying it, not Al. Like, I don't know my GoDaddy.
Oh, you bought a website.
I bought two websites.
Okay.
Domain. Because we heard about this. We heard about this pub crawl going on in New Orleans, I guess. And it was called the Pokemon pub crawl, whatever it's called. And so we said, hey, we need to do this back home.
People love pub crawls.
Yeah.
People love pub crawls. Yeah. I own a bar. So we
set up a Poke stop at your bar.
We bought, what was it, Poke Go?
Well,
we tried to find Pokemon.
Pokemon Pub Crawl was taken. And I misspelled it anyway, so now we have Pokemon.
That could be the dating site, Caroline.
Yeah, that's what Al said.
Pokemon.
Yeah, Pokemon.
Yeah. I think I want a Pokemon.
Pokemon.
Yeah. Pokemon Pub Crawl. So
yeah, we'll figure it out.
It may be a whole other kind of pub crawl, but you know.
Yeah. We'll figure it out. We'll figure it out. So we're gonna make some dollars out of this, hopefully. So, but congrats! Thank you for coming to the golf tournament with us.
It was such an awesome event. I was so happy that I could make it this year.
I know.
I couldn't go last year. My friend got married and I sang in her wedding, so I couldn't go last year.
So you had to sing.
This is the annual golf tournament that benefits kids.
Yes, and Chuck and Mindy do a great job every year, and it was awesome.
Big crowd this year. I missed it because I had a wedding this year.
Yeah, big crowd, and then I went a day early and did a Kids Glam event at NOLA Children's Hospital, which was awesome.
Very cool.
Met some cute little girls, gave them some makeovers, make them feel better. So
did anybody embarrass you? Or were we pretty behaved? Except for George playing Pokemon.
Yeah, otherwise it was good.
Yeah.
I'm proud of y'all.
Aww.
Proud to be a part of y'all.
No, we try. We may not have embarrassed you, but one of us was embarrassed.
Al had a moment, you guys.
And it was just a moment. It was just a brief moment. Uh-huh. But it was very embarrassing. And somehow we need to do something for the kids to prevent this from happening again.
Okay.
Because we're at the country club after the golf tournament.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we've been eating. Man, they got plenty of food down there. It's so good.
I think I gained. Kelly and I were talking about this. I think I gained 12 pounds.
I don't want to talk about it.
Yeah, you can't go to New Orleans and not gain weight.
I made the mistake of getting on a scale this morning.
No.
I won't.
The list of foods that I ate is abysmal.
Did you have a vignette?
Yeah, New Orleans doesn't have the healthiest food, but it's delicious.
A po' boy?
Fried stuff.
I had muffaladas, king cake.
Oh, Hooters.
Beignet.
Jambalaya, beignet. I ate it all. I saw it all. I ate it all.
And there was ribs falling off the bone.
So
it was stupid.
So you ate a lot out.
You're eating a lot out.
Yeah. And you know, I had to go back and excuse myself and go back to the little boy's room.
Uh-huh.
And so I'm...
Oh, don't.
So I'm sitting there.
This is bad.
You remember him telling us a story?
Yes, it's the story that Nat has a point.
I'm
just sitting there. I'm just sitting there minding my own business, and the door's locked. And I hear the door thing, and I'm not worried about it because I'm sitting there minding my own business.
And it's locked.
Why don't you say, someone's in here?
I did. I said, hello? Still, they're jiggling the thing trying to get in.
Yeah.
So finally, the door just yanks open, and I'm sitting there. And it's a little boy, about, I don't know, 8. He said, what are you doing? Like I'm doing. Grab the door and I'm slamming it back.
That's the whole story.
Was it a kid's kid?
The whole story.
Was it a kid's kid?
I don't know. I didn't ask.
Why did you?
I didn't.
What are you doing? What do you think I'm doing?
You got up off the toilet and shut the door, though?
I wish you would have dropped an S-bomb on it. Oh, my God.
That was Big Al's pointless story of the day.
So what's your advice? What's your PSA here?
But that's what kids do. That's basically being a parent.
We need to have more secure locks.
Well, you want a bodyguard standing outside your stall?
Yes.
When you and
Dr. Girlfriend
have one, that's going to happen every day, buddy. Mm. Can't get away from them children.
No, my watch. No.
Doors aren't going to stop that there.
No kids next year. Kids.
But it's creepy. That was pretty creepy that he's just standing there. Speaking of creepy, Caroline.
Yeah.
Caroline's getting the creeps on Snapchat lately.
I just want y'all to stop taking screenshots of my feet.
Who?
Guys?
16 guys.
Taking snapshots.
People do
this. First of all.
Of your feet?
Of my feet.
That's a good. That's a nice little compliment right there. You know,
fellas. I may not got all that going on in my face, but I got it going on in my feet.
Yeah.
16 screenshots worth.
So they walk up to you and just get the phone out and just shh.
Yeah.
No, Al.
No, just screenshot on Snapchat. Get on Snapchat.
No, people will take photos you've posted, and then they will zoom in. You know, they'll screenshot it and zoom in on your feet.
Right.
But the thing in Snapchat is that every time somebody snaps a picture of whatever you post, you are notified.
It tells you.
So that's why Caroline knows 19 guys did that. But then you got a message on there.
Yeah, this takes the cake. So go ahead.
I'll read it.
This is a message to you about your
from someone you don't know.
And this is probably the most romantic message I've ever gotten in my life. So
go ahead and read it.
I'm going to read it in the voice I think he talks, Dan.
Oh, gosh. Michael Strahan wrote it?
Yeah, I think so.
And Leon.
Since we were talking about him.
Leon Spinks.
What do I find intriguing about you?
Why? Why do I find intriguing about you?
It's hard to say. The physical attributes are easy. So let's just hit those first. I love your eyes and your lips, the way they curl when you speak. Mm. Okay, the next two are a tad odd. I love your feet.
I love your feet.
They just sexy, period. Of course, your beautiful legs and your hands. Mm. They're perfect, so delicate. I watch you use your hands when you talk.
She laughs?
Oh, yeah. And I smile. Just thoughts before bed. Hashtag, I'm lame. Mm.
Wow.
And so when's the date?
Yeah, when y'all going out?
Yeah. I like feet.
Now, if that was from your boyfriend, you'd be like,
I love it.
Especially if he said it in that.
Do you know what he looks like?
Uh-uh. No.
See, that's what's making it creepy, because you don't know who
you don't know what he looks like. But if he was hot, that'd be okay.
No,
it's still not good.
If it's your boyfriend telling you you got sexy feet,
that's different.
You guys talk about feet.
Well, he complimented everything.
I do too.
He went up. He went from your eyes down to your feet.
I got to turn the snap on so I get it from strangers.
Jenna,
I don't have it. I only get messages from friends.
You will get the craziest stuff.
Oh, it's funny.
You get some stuff.
Really?
Yeah.
All right.
And I'm a dude, so I can only imagine what you girls get.
All right. Oh, yeah. Turn it on.
Lots of fun stuff.
Lots of rated R stuff.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yep.
So, Jenna, you're going to turn it on?
It's on.
The awkward part's when you're out in public and you open something that
it's loud.
Nobody should see.
Yeah.
Like what I'm thinking of is probably what you see.
Yeah, exactly what you're thinking. Yeah. Get those a lot.
Why are people so crass?
Gross.
People are gross. But why do you think I like that?
But
like,
why does
guy I'm going to go out with you now.
Yeah, exactly.
Sounds good.
Why does any guy or girl think that you're going to see a stranger's privates and be like, okay, I'm in. Why?
I don't understand. It's a numbers game. Maybe there are a certain amount of people that'll be like, okay.
All right.
Oh, you want to take me on a date?
One in a million, still there's a shot that one person will be like, yeah.
Maybe off the air, I'd like to talk to the person who this has actually worked for. And we can see, you know, has this worked for you in the past? It obviously works.
Even a blind squirrel gets a nut once.
Right. So talk to them off the air and see if it's clean enough to talk to them on the air.
The way to get to know Kelly, Al, JC, and Jenna better is by simply checking out KidNation.com. Check out their bios, blogs, and social media now. It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.